The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. AFC West up next.
Chargers. I mean, this is easy. I mean, right? This is like, who isn't taking the Chargers here? The over on the Chargers at 9 wins. I mean, come on. Unless, like, we're all just kind of, you know, buying in to the Chargers, which has never happened before, like, irresponsibly. It's never once happened. Like, it's not like every year someone does that. I think, you know, Justin Herbert, there's just every reason to believe in that guy, unless you're just worried about him having some kind of weird, you know, sophomore slump. But I'm not. I think what we saw last year was so impressive when you consider, you know, how he became the starter on short notice and how he took over. And he wasn't like working with a bunch of all pro players. And like, that's the reason he was successful. And he certainly wasn't succeeding because he had a great head coach to help him out. So now, like, you have that, you know, in theory, that upgrade there. And look, I know this is minor and maybe silly, but I like the Chase Daniel signing for them. I think, like, if Justin Herbert has to miss a game or two, that's someone who can kind of help keep the season alive, if that's the case. So it comes back to the karma thing for me. I believe in Tom Telesco as a smart general manager. I think the Chargers are probably going to do well on the draft here. And I think the arrow is pointing up on them. I think I already said before, if I didn't, like, I'm taking the Chargers to win the AFC West next year.
Wow. Okay. You definitely haven't said that to me. This is one of the few teams where we actually agree, BLG. Like, I love the Chargers over 9. That was one of the easier picks for me. You talk about Anthony Lynn. Like, I don't know if people realize how much of a disaster Anthony Lynn was when it came to clock management. Last year, here's how bad it is. Actually, I should bring this up first. If you Google Anthony Lynn clock management, the second article you get is all about it, but it's from Golf Digest. Anthony Lynn's clock management is so bad. Golf Digest is writing articles ripping him for it. In a game against Buffalo last year, week 12, I don't know how this happened. There was a minute left. They're down by 10. They throw a Hail Mary to get to the 10-yard line. They have no timeouts. They don't spike the ball. They don't pass the ball. They run the ball. With the clock running, then they throw two incomplete passes. Then they run the field goal unit out there, down 10 with 6 seconds to go. And then they pull them off the field, and then they run a QB sneak. But apparently the only person that knew about it was Justin Herbert because nobody blocked, and he got popped. Like, what the hell is that? And then, to make it worse, a couple weeks later with the Falcons, at the end of the first half, there's 21 seconds left. They have no timeouts. They have the ball at the 12-yard line going into the end zone. It's 3rd and 1. What do they do with 21 seconds left and no timeouts? Run it up the middle. They don't get the first down, so it's 4th down. So they can't spike it. The clock is running. The offense stays out on the field. And then the field goal team runs out on the field late, and they don't get the field goal off. Like, that is what they were dealing with the Chargers. That's gone now. Anthony Lynn is gone. Brandon Staley is there. He led the number one defense in the league last year with the Rams. I think they have some competency. I love the Chargers over 9.
The Chargers had the worst special teams unit in the NFL last year. And you kind of just touched on a little bit of why they're part of it. Like, and they won 7 games. They were 7-9. So I think you look at Herbert's improvement. I think you look at the special teams not being a disaster, even if it can kind of just be merely bad or whatever, kind of just mediocre. I think that makes a difference. And yeah, I like Staley too. I think that was a good hire for them. I had a question about the hire in terms of maximizing Herbert, but I think he, as a head coach, is a good candidate to bet on, intrigued by him. So yeah, give me the Chargers, man. I'm riding with the Chargers.
They got Cincy, Denver twice, Houston, the Giants, and Philly. To me, that is 6 wins that I could put in the bank right now. So then they got to win 4 more games after that, and they still have games against Cleveland, the Raiders, obviously, for 2, Washington football team, Minnesota, New England, although to be fair, New England kicked their butt last year, so that could be dicey. But I think that the arrow is pointing up on the Chargers, and that number was just too low for me to avoid.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.